Now, what I expect from that, you know, it our countries involved, Iraq, Egypt, all this, you know, it's not easy for the presence of the Christians in here also, the presence of the Christians in the Holy Land. So I think we need to be morally sustained, knowing that, I don't know, all the Christians of the world look to the Christians in the Holy Land and in Syria, in Iraq, in Egypt, thinking about us, that we are there and we continue our mission in these places and our role as Christians, and to deepen also the faith of these realities, because, you know, when you feel you are lost among a big majority, you need to be sustained morally and the level of the faith, the level of the church. So I hope it will bring us the courage to continue to live our faith in spite of all the difficulties around us.
You know, I've heard so many times stories from local Christians here in the Holy Land. They get pilgrims, they meet pilgrims on the street, and the pilgrims say to them, "Oh, when did you convert to Christianity?" It seems to be that so many people outside of the Holy Land or outside the Middle East are not aware that there are Christians in this region.
Unfortunately, it happened. But nowadays is less. I can relate my own story. When I have been to our novitiate to prepare myself to be a nun, since I was from Bethlehem, the congregation, the place of formation was in France, in Marseille. And when I have been for the first time in 1971, when I said I'm coming from the Holy Land, from Bethlehem, are you Christians? The first question was asked, are you Christian? I said, of course. And you are converted from Jewish or Muslim? No, sorry, we are Christian from the beginning. The first community started in Jerusalem and from there spread to all the world. But how? I said, how? I don't know how, but we are Christians since always. And I said, if you read the Acts of the Apostles, the day of the Pentecost, among the languages which appeared, there is Arabic. So we are from that time, from the first community. So they were really astonished and they couldn't understand it well. But I'm speaking from 71. Nowadays, it seems to me a little bit less. But still, unfortunately, some ignorance people ask the same question even today. Are you converted? So I think it's lack of knowledge. That's all.
You sometimes here in Jerusalem, you must see big parades of Christian evangelicals coming from the United States, from Europe. They have a different message for the future of this land. How do you feel as a local Christian when you see this happening?
I don't know really what to say, because I can't compare Middle East with Europe or America. It's another mentality, another way of seeing things. For me personally, sometimes it's not good, because here we are living side by side with Muslims and Jewish even, and we try to respect each other. For example, when I go to the souk, to the market here, I can walk the steps with a Muslim person at my right and a Jewish at my left. So, I mean, we are living day by day. I'm trying to live with respect and without realizing that I am beside a Muslim or a Jewish. So when this group comes from outside and trying in the name of Christianity, it's difficult for us who are living here in the country, because for the Jewish or for the Muslims, Christian, not only what we are living, when they see these movements coming to sustain one party or to sustain another party, local people, Christian, I don't feel at ease with these movements, personally.
What finally do you hope will come out of the Synod in Rome?
Well, as I said before, I hope that they will sustain us in our faith, encourage us, and deepen our faith, because here also, I speak in the Holy Land, our faith is a little bit traditional, and most of the people baptize their children. They received the first communion, confirmation, marriage are taking place in the churches, funerals are taking in the place in the churches. But I wonder, the faith, authentic faith, still is weak for me. So I hope with the synod, they come back with asking the parishes, the priest parishes, asking everybody to help Christians to renovate their faith in a sense of more authentic belonging.
You know, I've spoken to a few mothers here, and they are asking for the same thing. They're asking maybe for Bible classes, spiritual advisors to meet with them, you know, occasionally once a month, once every few weeks. It seems to me that you would want to also get the kids involved somehow. And I mentioned this the other night to a Franciscan priest, and he said there is a lack of interest in the part on the part of the local Christian community in, for example, if they organize a field trip, a day, a spiritual retreat somewhere. He said something I thought was really shocking, and I don't know if it's true. He said the Christians will want you to pay them to go on this retreat. They're not prepared to contribute to the expenses of, you know, organizing a bus and organizing a picnic and things like that, which for us, you know, in Europe or in America would be normal. We would be willing and happy to participate in the expenses. So do you find this also a problem here?
Well, it is a complicated question in a sense, this because there is a history. It's not the question of fact today, prepare a picnic and take care of it. It's a question of history as the people, as the instability of political situation since always in the Holy Land, people are always relying on others to help them. And if you take the act of the apostles, even St. Paul asked to do something to collect money to send to the brothers in the Holy Land. So this mentality is not of today. It's true, some true things, as you said now, but I think it is coming from many factors. I can't say yes or no, but there is a history for it because the local church, they used to help the Christian of the country in many ways. So some now, they are used to it. And if you don't help, they find it big problem. But in reality, now the time came, I think, to help the people also to count on themselves a little bit. In spite of the situation, always is not good, unstable, no work, life is very expensive. But I think to change the mentality, it takes time. It can't change it from one day to another. But it is at school we try to tell the girls many, many times that, you know, it's not easy always to find everything ready. You have to work. You have to rely on yourself. You have to find yourself, not always asking and begging, because this will not lead you far. But, you know, when you say one thing at school and you go home and around you, families, mentality, roads, speaking, always begging and taking and asking houses and asking this and asking that, it is like a drop in an ocean. And it takes also generation to change this.